There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin with news from the United States, where Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid met leadership from many North American Jewish organizations in New York, who commended the Premier's commitment to increasing ties with the global Jewish community. This particular meeting took place at the UN General Assembly, where all participants confirmed that they had discussed matters of mutual interest and concern, such as anti-Semitism and Iran. Those attending included representatives from the Jewish Federations of North America and the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, which is an umbrella body representing over 50 groups throughout the political and religious field. Prime Minister Lapid also addressed the issue of prayer space at the Western Wall, the Abraham Accords, and the Palestinian conflict. Staying in the United States, and latest research indicates that college newspapers across the country tend to subject Israel to harsh criticism. This has been confirmed by the Alums for Campus Fairness, which is a U.S. watchdog organization monitoring anti-Semitism in higher education. Reports show that a majority of college newspapers allocate most of its content to negative and inflammatory remarks regarding Israel, and this appears to be a growing, concerning trend in its publications. It has also been noted that many university campuses do not highlight the subject of anti-Semitism as a prejudice against the Jewish community, adding that there is a clear failure to present events on campus in a fair and balanced manner, which lacks any clear context or concise counter-opinions. Out of all the campus newspapers surveyed, New York University, Harvard University, Stanford University, and the University of California, Berkeley published the most negative stories about Israel. Austria's government is well aware of and alarmed at an increase of anti-Semitism in the country and has vowed to increase efforts to counter the problem. During a recent Council of Ministers meeting, it was agreed that anti-Semitism has been identified in Austria as a cross-sectional issue that must be eradicated online and dealt with through education. So far, the government has introduced nearly 40 broad methods of reform, from tracking content policies on social media to how students learn about the Holocaust. And this expands on measures implemented by the government late last year, which includes added investment in enhanced security for Jewish houses of worship and institutions, improvements in hate crime reporting, and new educational courses in anti-Semitism for civil servants, law enforcement, and students. A United Nations climate conference, which for the first time will host a pavilion of 10 groundbreaking climate tech companies from Israel, takes place in November at the Egyptian seaside resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. The pavilion will be supported and financed by 8 government ministries and will feature a technology boulevard, which will spotlight the 10 companies, each with their own promotional video, as well as a 40-seat lecture space and meeting room. The 10 companies were selected on specific criteria, including current climate impact, potential climate impact, technology innovation, team and leadership, economic potential, status and relevance for the Mediterranean region. And this comes on the back of an $870 million plan by the Israeli government to boost climate innovation. And starting next week, the Israeli Music Festival will show off its musical talents and capabilities of all ages, reflecting the diversity of its cultures and musical genres developed over generations, which will also include classical music. And its purpose has always been to promote these backgrounds and make the public aware of an evolving musical culture. The 25th edition of this festival takes place for 5 days, from September the 28th to October the 3rd, in 5 cities. That's Jerusalem, Beersheba, Tel Aviv, Zichron Yaakov, and Haifa. This year's festival will boast an even broader and diverse range of Israeli music and artists. Amongst them, one can look forward to performances from the founding fathers of Israeli music, such as Yezekel Brown and Zvi Avni, and young female composers including Carmel Curiel and Batya Franklek. Ministry of Culture and Sports, with an aim to promote Israeli creation of artistic music with this free-of-charge festival, is encouraging the general public to attend concerts and shows in the hope of promoting and expanding this industry. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.